This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist. Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
The new Chicken Bacon Ranch Street Chalupa is a Taco Bell. You can't get just one. Okay, so that's not like some marketing hyperbole. You literally can't get just one. They come in twos. So like, if you want just one, you're going to need to find a friend who loves slow-roasted chicken, bacon, and avocado ranch sauce. Or a friend of a friend, or have an awkward conversation with a complete stranger to see if they're obsessed with chicken, bacon, and avocado ranch. Or you could just like eat them both because you're obsessed with slow-roasted chicken, bacon. Okay, you get the idea. The new Chicken Bacon Ranch Street Chalupa is a Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell U.S. locations for a limited time while supplies last.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Brought to you by Maker's Mark,
which is the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Going to be one of those nights, fellas.
I already figured out what we're calling this week's show.
It's a great day to have a day.
We hit the record button.
We hit the record button?
We hit the record button.
Oh, I got. Oh, I forgot the Coke.
Because I'm not even sure.
Straight whiskey.
Andy and Micah started on a bottle of Maker's Mark when we first got here to Andy's house. And it is...
We're getting there.
It's going away.
It's not that bad.
To be fair, we haven't been together like this in what?
It's been months. A minute.
Long months. Time.
Yeah.
Long time. Andy's been super busy. We've been busy.
Y'all been on vacation.
Yep. Yeah. Think about this, though. Like, even when we've been together, it's been, because...
A lot of times virtual now.
Yeah. We bought the... H-6s. Those things. The recorders, and then like you actually fucking got internet, and Andy
doesn't
kind of has internet. Pat,
fuck you, Pat.
and so we started doing a lot of virtual shit. So even when we've been like quote unquote together, we haven't been. So yeah, so like we screwed around for a good while,
probably at least an hour.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So that Maker's Mark got opened up before I even walked in the door.
Andy had to do some bending. So
yeah,
I was his shoulder to cry on there for a bit. So
sometimes just have some time.
Sometimes you just have some time. So that's what I'm calling this one. But welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast with your hosts Nate, Andy, and Micah.
Yes, sir. You got the sponsors up? You want to get them?
Well, I kind of forgot what number show this will be.
Want to just do all of them?
Nah, I got it. Just give me 2 minutes. Y'all.
That's a long time.
Y'all can bullshit for a minute.
Andy, how you been, bud?
Not well.
Not well.
No.
I know.
No,
that's why there's half a bottle of Maker's Mark missing. But
what kind of a hotel is this?
It's been good. It's been good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just been busy. Kids' birthdays, birthday parties, farming.
Summer. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're getting there.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. We just got back from vacation.
Yeah. It looked awesome. I mean, some of your Snapchats and different things you're sending.
Oh, yeah. We got lots to talk about.
Oh, for sure.
In general. That is outdoor related also.
Yeah. We had a good time.
Did you just stop talking?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, the phone is making noise. That's my bad.
Everything's going haywire.
I have Tacticam pictures coming through.
Ooh. I just put out 2 new cameras.
Are we going to get into that?
We'll get to that.
Like, yeah. List and
let's get into it.
So,
not now.
Because I definitely have some exciting stuff to talk about on that.
Do I know about this already?
Yeah, you do.
Sweet.
We've talked about it. Sent you a picture. What was that, today or yesterday?
Yeah, he needs to die.
We'll get into it.
Evens. All right, you want to do sponsors now that I finally got it? It only took me 3.5 minutes. Well, let's start with Reveal Cameras by Tacticam. If you haven't heard yet, they've got the new 3.0 cameras out, the 3.0.
And Can't wait to get my hands on them bad boys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yep, still waiting.
The picture looks like ultra HD, and it's just a regular picture.
Right, yeah. So I actually have a little cheat sheet up here. Well, I did, and then I went somewhere else.
You ruined it.
Just some of the... So here's the things I'm excited about with the new cameras. No longer need an SD card.
Well, that's nifty.
No longer need a SIM card.
No longer need a SIM card.
That's thrifty.
Don't get it.
Oh, shit. So, and then both cameras have built-in GPS now. Remember how the Gen X 2.0 didn't have GPS?
Right.
The X Pro did. Now they both do. So the Reveal Pro X 3.0 and the...
Which is super handy if you got a theft problem.
Yep.
Nifty, thrifty, fun, handy.
Damn thing.
Dandy.
Or if you drink a lot and don't remember where you put your cameras.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. There was a time, like, me and Dad were going around a field. And so I guess we would have been planting. But because I put it out in the fall.
Right.
We'd been planting and we were around the field and there's just cameras. Like, whose freaking camera is that?
It was yours, wasn't it?
This is like way back when. It was the Primos blackout cameras.
Okay, yeah, I didn't remember those.
I loved those cameras there for a while. And they last several years, and usually they just quit working.
Yeah, they fall out.
And so I was like, whose camera is that? Who put this camera here? So I took it down, took it with me, and like took it home.
First,
there's an SD card in there. I pull it out, pop in the computer. It's me. There's literal pictures of me putting it up. I'm like, I forgot I put that camera there. Wow. My bad.
Any shooters on it?
No, it died like 5 days after I put it up.
And the best part about these new cameras, they're the same price as the old ones. They didn't raise the price of them.
Perfect.
Just like I said. Can't beat it.
Like I said, just thrifty.
Reveal cameras by Tacticam. We got on X.
Use the code.
You haven't memorized these yet?
No, I haven't. MWW20.
20% off.
You want to talk about handy?
This show is not going to go well.
Oh, it'll be fine once we get rolling.
Go to the website to use the code, by the way. Can't use it on the app, but go to the website. It's worth the savings.
No doubt.
And get the damn Elite. Quit being a cheap ass. Go get the Elite one. It's the best one.
I think they got it now where you can get 2 states, though, don't they?
There is one,
And use our discount to get those states.
You can get them. You can get them.
Yeah.
Been using, well, actually, we used a lot of it in Colorado just to look at shit. And
Onyx?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we used it for the trails and stuff like that.
I've used it multiple times in my daughter's softball games when there's no signs on the outfield.
She hit that ball far.
To know how far the fences are.
Well, because you just get on the two-finger thing and you can do the...
Yeah. That is 300 feet or whatever, which is... Mm-hmm. Or 150 yards, 300 feet or whatever it is. Yep. And a lot of people are like, what is that app? I'm like, it's on X. Use our
code. You want to look at the distance of Donald Trump's assassination attempt, you can just use the two-finger feature and see it was 100 and so many yards. It
was like
139, wasn't it?
We're going to get people at our house. Awesome.
I wish they would.
Andy Humfeld, folks. Athlon Optics.
Ridiculously good optics.
They are. You know
sharp,
why?
Sharp, tight, and price just right.
Yeah. I've been using the shit out of my Athlon optic the last few days. Not for what I want.
Do we want to get into that, or we want to wait a minute?
Let's get into it. I've got a skunk problem in my shop. So while we were out of town, some skunks moved in and had babies in the back of my shop, which is like gravel in the back, but it's all enclosed. They dug through everything, and they are living under a tote when we get some Lucky Buck shipment. They come in these big totes, and they're underneath it. So I spent...
Wait, did you end up stealing my Lucky Buck today?
No. They're all dead now.
I was about to say.
So I've been hunting them of an evening when they, you know, get up and they get out and do their thing. Well, I killed two, but it was not going very quickly for me because there was at least five more that I thought were in there.
Oof, that's a lot of skunks.
This is taking forever, and I'm going to have these. Oh, and here's the worst part. I couldn't get to my Lucky Buck because they were underneath the damn thing. Couldn't get to my shovels to get rid of the dead ones because they're right next to my thing. So the dead ones are just laying out there, rotten, and I'm just like, this sucks. So I thought, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to shoot them underneath the deal. I'm going to set up. I'm going to get down on the ground, and I'm going to shoot them straight underneath it. And I did. I had what I thought was one skunk, and I shot it. Well, there was another skunk behind it. So it got up and sprayed. And so that stunk pretty badly. And then there was another one that showed up. I shot it, and it didn't die immediately, so it sprayed. So the back of my shop, for lack of a better term, stinks bad.
Yeah, sounds like it, man.
Smelly situation.
So today, after I got them done, there was only one way to get them out from under that tote, and that was to get under there with my hands and pull them out. I put gloves on, but it was horrible. And one of them was starting to rot. So that was pretty gross. So a lot of gagging going on my part. A lot of mints in the mouth. More than normal for sure. But you know what? The Athlon Optics.
The mints, that was.
Yes, correct. Yeah. The Athlon Optics came in handy, you know. Sharp, tight. Is that right?
Price just right.
Price just right. I got it. Athlon Optics. Oh, and we need to share our deal. But have we talked about that me and you were in a commercial?
No, we haven't. We haven't talked about
it. We were in a commercial.
We were in a commercial.
You guys were in a commercial. It's actually pretty good. It's pretty damn good commercial.
There's a few parts I'm like, we are fucking losers. But not like pretty damn good.
So if you didn't know the two of you, like, hey, that's pretty good commercial for those guys. But knowing you guys, like, yeah.
You can tell Nate's nervous as freaking hell right there. And then Micah just like, huh?
He's like, wait a minute. I thought Nate was taller than that.
They tried to coach us, but they can only do so much.
Yeah.
You know, talent's only how good talent is.
But you and I are in a commercial for their new thermals.
I need to start.
Truthfully, those it was pretty good. Like
very high quality commercial.
We'll share it. And it comes out on the, what damn channel? The Pursuit channel. So if you have the Pursuit channel, look for me and Micah.
I would assume.
I'm the good looking one.
I would assume it's going to be on Tuesdays because they have Athlon Tuesdays.
Look at them steely eyed, stone cold killers.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. It amazed me how long.
It's on their YouTube also.
Yeah, it amazed me how long it took to shoot that short.
For 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Me and Micah came out on their Facebook page, but we were pointing and laughing.
Yeah. Did they make it to their Facebook?
You guys look like you were in love.
I thought somebody else shared that.
It was Huntworth, I think.
Was it Huntworth?
I think it was Huntworth. Oh. Something like that.
Can I transition?
Yeah, you can transition.
Huntworth gear.
We thought you were anyways.
Use the code MWW15 for 15% off Huntworth gear.
Or just wait till one of their massively big sales.
Yep, I just wore my shit out to the woods tonight to put two new cameras out and put a new battery in another one and put Lucky Buck out, transition. And I was wearing my Huntworth gear because it's the only thing I have that's treated with permethrin. And
yeah, okay.
It's horrible outside right now.
Huntworth, buy it. You won't regret it. The permethrin.
Buy it.
The husband of a lady I work with got bit by a tick, just like our cousin did it, or your brother-in-law, my cousin, and was, severely ill. And I turned him, I was like, hey, you need to be using permethrin. You're like, well, what's that? Didn't know about it. I thought it was more common.
I don't think it is.
And it's really not. Like, yeah. It doesn't seem like it anyway. But if you guys aren't using permethrin, especially this time of year, I know I've got Austin put on it for, you know, he's doing a bunch of coyote hunting right now.
Yeah.
I'm slacking. I haven't been with him coyote hunting in a long time.
I keep saying I was going, and I haven't yet.
The amount, like, I'm knocking on wood here. I don't get chiggers. I don't get ticks. I use that
stuff. Me either.
And I don't use it right. You're supposed to coat your clothes in it.
Let it dry. Spray your shit as soon as you get out,
About the time I'm about to walk out
the
door.
You are going to have tumors coming out of your eyeballs.
I have cancer, but...
I ain't got no tick bites.
I ain't got no ticks.
I have ass-eating cancer, but I ain't got no ticks.
Might be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
No, I think it's less common than people... than we think.
I think a lot of the hunting people know about it, though, by now.
Permethrin.
Dude,
for your own safety. Use it right, though.
The first time I was sold on it was two summers ago. We went up north to hunt coyotes in the summertime. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Russell. I had it on me, and Russell did not.
Chiggers and
ticks. I think I might have had one tick on my hand at one point in time, and he was always picking shit off of him.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And
no smell to it or nothing like that.
No. You know, when you first spray it, you got to be a little careful. Like, you're not supposed to breathe it in, and you're not supposed to get it on your skin when it's wet. Just spray it on your clothes outside and let it dry.
It'll depend on how concentrated it is.
Andy takes a bath in it.
Yeah. Depending on how concentrated it is, it'll last.
Bottle of it right there.
It'll last like a few washes, too.
Yeah. So I did the 12-week concentrate.
Yeah, we bought
it. It should last me all summer.
We got it from the tick guy or whatever.
The Tick Terminator. We had him on our show, and there's a...
his brand or whatever.
A brand. It's not his.
It's concentrate.
Concentrate, yeah.
Said you make it to...
I'll be honest with you. Probably moving forward, I'm just going to buy the Sawyer.
Right. Yeah,
it's easier.
You can buy it at Walmart.
So, sorry, I kind of got in a rabbit hole before we got done with our sponsors here. But
yeah, that was Huntworth.
Good topic.
Safety first.
Safety. Habitat Works. Old Dustin.
Dustin.
816-752-7390. Mention us when you call and get 15% off any service. I'm guessing he's in pure hell this time of year because he's out working every day in this. And it's hot as balls outside and sticky.
Just miserable.
And the bugs and stuff. I would hate that right now, but he's the guy to call for your land management needs. We need to have him on soon because I'd like to do a show on invasive species in Missouri. We talked about that, and I keep forgetting to call him. So give him a call or shoot him an email, habitatworksllc@gmail.com. Zamberland boots. I was wearing those today, too, out putting those cameras out, stepping in a big old thing of mud.
I still use my Salates every day on the farm.
Same. I use them every day for work.
You've got two pairs sitting right there on your rack.
They're pretty much worn out. I'll be honest. These are the longest pair of work shoes I've ever had. And dude, I mean,
if I was doing your, that would be my everyday wear.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to work in the office, you know.
Yeah.
No, so the Salates are the one that have like the leather outsole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the ones sitting right there.
Those are the tent.
Those are the Anabasis.
Anabasis.
Yeah. I wore those out in Colorado the whole time. Anabasis. Yeah.
I gave my dad a pair of those. He has some foot problems. Loves them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yep.
Like I said, we were hiking around the mountain. You know.
Oh, by the way, next one, Alps Outdoors. Use our code 2024 Woods Water for 30% off. I was looking at their catalog because I'm trying to figure out a way.
Don't you do me dirty.
Oh, you want to hear this. You're going to want to hear this, even though you got a nice setup for coyote hunting. You know, like when we go night hunting or whatever, or tournament, like your guns are always like where you put your rifles, you know? Well, I'd usually just like put my shit in the back seat.
Sure.
Same thing with bow hunting. I take my bow case and I put it in the back seat and then I put my bow in it. They're coming out with a new seat organizer that hooks on the back of your seat.
Oh, no, they didn't.
And then you have one on each seat and then there's slots that you can put their gun sleeves in.
Like an old school gun rack.
And the gun just sits in there while you're driving to and from. You pull the guns out and move. Because I was about to buy another brand.
Sounds like a felony waiting to happen.
I was about to buy another brand that sells something like that. Alps has got it. So,
look at bows. The guy with bows.
And
too.
You can put the bow. Yeah, okay. It's got a deal where you can put the bow on it too.
Because
I don't need my bow case anymore.
I'm a bad habit. I leave my bow case kind of open in the back seat.
So do I.
Sit my bow in there.
Yeah.
I know I'm hunting all week, you know, here and there. So I'll just leave it in the truck.
Yep. And sometimes you hit the brakes hard and it slams down or whatever, you know. So I'm going to have to give Kyle a call on that because I'm curious. Because it doesn't look like it's out yet, so I'm curious when it's coming because I'm going to try that. But, dude, that's what Alps does. They got all kinds of shit like that.
Oh, yeah, they got it. They got you covered.
Black Ovis, use our code MWW10 for 10% off. Micah mentioned it last week, but you can stack that now. So if something's on sale,
for sure,
you can use our code on top of the sale item. Pretty badass.
And it was 2 weeks ago.
Huh?
2 weeks ago, he said that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, that came out.
Maybe I said it last week, too. Who knows?
I'm being a smartass. I'm sorry.
You are a smartass. Black Ovis, though, man, and check them out. It is July. If you're wanting arrows, you need to get on that custom arrow ID builder. If you are worried about how it works, take it from all three of us. We all did that last year.
Phenomenal.
It's easy.
Yeah.
The only issue I had was the length of my arrows was in between two different measurements for them, which is only like quarter inch measurements, but mine was like an eighth. So I was like, well, do I go up or down?
And that the only reason that is because you customize your arrows yourself. You cut them.
I cut my own the last time.
You personally built your arrows.
Yeah.
You didn't go to a store and have them custom built. You personally did it yourself. So,
correct.
Quarter inch is pretty reasonable.
Well, and it's more like an eighth, right? So I didn't know if I could go up to the next quarter or down to the quarter. Right.
I mean, and you're talking about.
I went up to the next quarter. I mean, it wasn't.
Like 1 or 2 grams.
You're talking about an eighth of an inch.
I'm not like trying to poke fun, but like your draw length, you probably could use a little more weight to.
That's exactly why I went up the next one.
A little more kinetic energy, right?
That extra quarter of an ounce could help me out. and Camo Fire, man. Check them out too. They, that's that, you know, the app that I only use. I don't get on the website. I get on the app. Check it out.
Our buddy Pat's wife was yelling at him. We went on a float trip with them.
I like how Amy had no idea what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, why is there a Camo Fire package every other week? He's like, they got good deals.
They got good deals.
There's she's two, like, delete it now.
Two hours and 46 minutes left today until they reload.
Today is Tuesday.
Let's trail see. Cams? I doubt it.
Not yet. Damn. Today is Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they changed it on purpose because I called them out.
Bunch of clothes, saddles, some boots.
All kinds of goodies.
Twist up hoist. Ooh.
Twist up hoist.
Some spotlights.
What do you need a spotlight for?
Spotlighting deer, obviously. Duh.
I want to break the law, asshole.
See, what happened was.
What had happened was, sir. I thought it was daytime.
That hawk cinch deer drag. I've thought about getting that before.
They
for coyotes.
All kinds of shit.
Oh, that'd be good.
You think about it, like, you get both legs and it's like gone. But
I made my own drags.
Is this a butt plug? What is that?
You can't say that.
Gold puller. Tip X cutter.
Sounds like one.
Is that one of those deals you shove up deer's ass, pull out its shit?
No, what is that called? The butt plug? What
is
that called?
This is getting out of hand, boys.
I was right.
Rein it in.
All right. That's our sponsors for today. Thanks to them. What were we going to talk about? What we've been doing?
Yeah.
We actually have a topic for today.
We do, but I mean, we could go multiple ways here.
Yeah. Like, in general, here's what's going to go on, folks. Our general topic is...
I feel like we'd lose somebody of that was getting ready to start if we started that.
Yeah. The general topic is going to eventually be...
I should be sober.
Somebody getting new into hunting. What would they need?
I'm just fucking...
Yeah.
But we haven't seen each other in so long that there's been a lot of shit that's gone on.
It really has.
That we just got to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I say we just save that for next episode.
What?
Let's talk about what's been going on with
the lives. We just hit the record button is what you're saying.
Yeah. We'll talk about the new people next time.
Yeah. F them new people, right? Figure it out yourself.
I mean, basically, more for me.
Figure it out yourself.
Trial and error, boys. Kick rocks. Kidding.
Find deer, kill deer.
So now, here's the hardest part for me.
Russell.
When was the last time we were together?
Months.
Oh, man.
And what has happened
since then? It's been in your basement.
I think Pat, oh no, the last time.
You were together without
there.
Him.
Yeah, Pat Garen.
Me, you, Pat Garen. Because we talked about their New Mexico elk hunt. That's the last time.
Yeah.
Two of us, like, at least me, I've been together with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of it the last time. Honestly.
Those lucky suckers. Pat's been putting in the work. He's getting in shape. He is right now walking like 2 miles every morning and then shooting his bow before work. And then after work, he goes to the gym. He left me. I work out in the mornings.
Ugh.
Me and him both get it, you know. So I kind of think I'm going to change my routine because we were kind of working out together. Fucking terrible gym partner.
Bad friend.
So
bad
now
friend.
I despise walking.
I just want to be a fly on the wall or on the boat.
I would love to go with him if I could.
Oh, for real, man. That's essentially a once-in-a-lifetime deal almost. I mean, that's badass.
It really is.
Super jealous.
I like coyotes and elk. I like calling. I enjoy it. I think it'd be fun, you know, because Garen has his father-in-law going along, you know, and then Pat's going with him. So father-in-law's going to call and kind of help them. I was like, well, maybe I could go and, you know, call for Pat. But
yeah.
I think we're going to go ahead and since we did draw the – I'm going to go ahead and go Colorado. Damn it.
Have we talked about our depredation tag?
No, because I didn't. Because you said something on yours. I didn't realize you guys even had one. That's how little we've been together. I didn't know you guys had a depredation tag.
Yeah.
Yes, you did, because I asked you to go one night.
Same one?
Same one.
Gotcha. I was assuming it was the one Micah got before.
We only went to – no, it was a different person. But we only went twice, didn't we? Just twice?
I only went once with you.
Yeah,
you
twice total. Twice total.
Austin went in like kind of –
he went and watched.
Yeah.
And – but it was kind of funny. Like we got it. It was easy. It was not that big of a process to get.
I mean, the guy had
landowner some, did have some animals dying. Proof no show. Guarantee that it was coyotes, but I guess you know could have been. So the funniest part is it happened both times because you were there the second time.
Yeah.
So this landowner super nice. Okay.
He's just an old time farmer.
He's just an old time farmer, and he. So the way this property lays out, I've only ever night hunted it during thermal season. I've never day hunted this farm. So I've never seen this farm on foot with light in the air. Like it's always been dark. And we've always entered the property from a different way. There's a gravel road on the backside of it that we've always came in and then we walk that way or we come in another way away from the house. Well, every time we've ever been there, you can tell the lay of the land. You know, we're going uphill here. We've always thought, man, it'd be kind of nice to see it from, like, the house side.
Yeah, top of the hill.
So when this farmer called me, I was like, hey, some night I'll come out and I'm going to try to locate where these coyotes are right at dark. And then maybe if they're huntable, we'll hunt them that night. Great, great, great. First night we go there, our buddy wanted to, you know, I called him and said, hey, do you want to tag along? You know, he wasn't hunting because he didn't have the tag, but he was with us. And get there, and the farmer's like, well, you just walk down this road, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, awesome. And then he starts following us.
Starts walking.
Which I'm like, you know, I figured he wanted to show us where everything was. So that was fine. So we get there, and he doesn't go anywhere. He stays there, which is fine. Okay, well, he stays. And then my buddy, our buddy, right before dark, we let out a locate howl just to see if we could get in anything to return call. And nothing did. So right about that time, this farmer gets a phone call. And he starts talking on the phone, just like you and me and us three are talking right now.
Right.
And I'm just like... okay, you know, we don't see any coyotes or nothing, so it's no big deal. Well, right about that time, my naked eye catches something move.
You're naked.
My naked eye. And about 150 yards away, and I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's a coyote. So I get down in the thermal, and I'm like, yep, it is. So me and Austin both turn around to this guy, and we're like waving our arms. He's probably like 30 yards behind us talking. Yeah. Just loud as shit.
Just and we're like waving our arms.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. He doesn't even notice we're there. So I turn around, get back on the gun, and I'm like, hey, it
knows something's up.
It knows something's up. So I shoot it and drop it. And he's like, whoa, what happened? I'm like, there's a coyote right there we just shot. So dead coyote, you know. It was hilarious. We stuck around for a little while longer, did some calling. Nothing else came.
Yeah.
So the second time we come, he does the same thing, doesn't he? You tell the story.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, Nathan told me about what happened last time. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect. So we go out there and kind of the same deal. It was me, Nathan, and Russell. And we just start walking back there. And he just starts following and tagging along. And He didn't really talk when we started calling, though.
Well, because this time Russell gave him his scanner so he could look through it.
Yeah, and that's see true. What,
and I think he was probably like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
So, because if you've never looked through a thermal before.
Yeah, you're going to spend some time in it.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. They're just fun to look through. So
Andy is mixing his alcoholic beverage with his finger.
That's a common practice for the drinking community.
Grow up, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Get over it. But anyway, so yeah, we come and just kind of sit, we just stand at the top of the hill and start calling. I don't know how long it was. It was a little ways.
10-15.
Yeah, 10-15 minutes. We were about like, okay, this ain't going to happen. And then yeah. I think Russell spotted it first. He's like, hey, is that a coyote right there? And it was under some trees, and then it worked his way out. I think it was about a 120-yard shot, something like that.
A little closer than the first time.
Yeah. And we 3-2-1'd it. But you were...
I shot first.
You shot first. I had
short it. Short-standed him, huh?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, it was...
Like that.
It was right there.
3-2, bam! Jesus!
No.
This thing's got a hair trigger.
No. It was 3-2, boom!
There was a 2 in there.
This one was 3-2-1. Like, yeah. I was just a touch earlier than everybody.
Yeah, because he was the one counting down.
Yeah.
And we're not as good as you and Austin. I'll admit, you guys got it down. Y'all got
count
that.
Up.
Guys, it's been a long time since I've been, I'll be honest with you. Like, I've been slacking hard.
Since you've been in a countdown?
Yeah. Or hunting, period.
Well, I mean, me too. That was kind of an extra. Because I was going to go day hunting there too, and we never ended up going.
Yeah, which we still can.
We still can.
We were going to go this last week, Sunday morning, and I woke up at like 4:45, and I started like getting dressed, and something caught my eye, and I looked outside, and it's freaking lightning everywhere.
I'm like, nah, I'm not doing this.
You know what? I don't hate them that bad. I'll go back.
I'm not that mad at them.
So, long story short, coyote dies. We'd look at the farmer. I'm like, did you see that? Nope.
Didn't catch it.
I didn't know where you guys were.
Where were you guys even looking at? We're like, oh, okay.
That one, we got to watch it back.
Yeah, I was like, well,
my thermal's not recording automatically when I shoot, and I didn't.
Yeah, you got to mess with that setting probably.
Well, it's on. The setting's on, but I almost always record, so I never had to worry about it. Well, we were like, I wasn't in thermal hunting mode, if that makes sense, so I just wasn't doing it. And so Micah, we watched it back, and I hit the coyote a little bit back, which I knew that. I even, like I said that, like, hey, yeah, I pulled.
It was back. I don't even know if I was on him, but I think he was gone. But
I mean, long story short, I fucked up. I fucked his guts up. So yeah, he died.
Like in the video, you can see he runs a little ways and jumps, and you can see his whole guts come out of his body in the thermal or whatever.
So that one died too. But so he was pretty happy with us because we went twice, killed two coyotes.
Yeah.
And, but we need to go back and do some day stuff. It's just so freaking hot. Miserable outside.
If we're
going
to do it, we need to do it this week because it's actually kind of cooler.
There's a cold front coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw like a 70-degree day somewhere.
And in that case, we can hunt anywhere.
Yeah.
I really want to go with Austin. I've been telling him I'll go because I want to see. I don't even want to take a gun. I just want to see his dog work.
He has that video. If you guys haven't seen it, you should check it out. Predatory Instincts page. He calls in potentially 5, we think.
It's 4 for sure.
4 for sure, 100%. There's 4 in frame at one time.
I watched it last night.
And he ends up killing 3 of them.
It's pretty impressive.
Tate gets to work the dogs. You see him good.
One rifle taking out 3 of 4 coyotes is a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
He's a good shot also. So some of them he kind of made pretty good pokes at. But it's just fun to see.
It's just funny that if he would have kept his initial name, someone else
took it.
There's a podcast called Preying on Predators.
Preying on Predators.
It's hilarious.
It's pretty funny if you think about it.
Because
we gave him so much shit for
that name.
He's regretting it now.
And he's like, damn it, I was right.
I should have kept it.
I still think, when I think Preying on Predators, I think child molesters.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which, I guess,
doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work.
Either way, you're doing the Lord's
work. I was like, oh yeah, coyotes or, child predators.
Works for both.
You know.
They can all die.
Exactly.
All right, so that happened since we've seen each other last. I mean, there's just been like thing after thing. Has anybody been bow fishing yet?
This is my least year in the last few years.
I mean, obviously last year is really my first year, but I probably went 3-4 times.
This year? Last year?
I've been twice this year.
Yeah. Zero?
Holding up the goose egg. I got asked one time, and I obviously said no. And I think it's just like, Nate's not going.
To be fair, It's been pretty bad. Like,
has it?
All the times I've went, like, why I say that? Bad compared to when me and Micah went, we had 96 in the boat.
We were spoiled.
The most I've had is 20 something.
That's about
this year.
That's about
why do you think it's been bad?
I think because we've had a lot of rain. Water levels are high, and there's so many places for the fish to disperse.
They're not concentrated.
To be fair, last time I went, we broke Daryl's boat.
Yeah. What? Okay, I just thought of the last snap he sent us on the boat. What did you do to his boat?
Because the water was high, you're running up in ground that is normally above water.
Right.
And so there's a lot of trees, sticks, logs, and I think he was getting frustrated because not that I was frustrated with him or anything like that, but the lack of fish, and we knew where they were, but they're up in the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys obviously know Daryl. We were going.
Right.
And so he sent it, and there's a couple logs, and it bent the propeller shaft for his trolling motor.
Is that why he's just back up to service now?
Yeah. Because he knew he had this family trip going,
mm-hmm.
and so he wasn't going to risk messing something up before his family trip.
I thought about driving down there just so he'd have somebody to go with. He was going by himself.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, he's back now.
No, he's not.
He's not? Mm-mm. I thought he was back.
He's there all week.
That's really? Right. That's right, because I asked him if he was still gone. He said, yeah. Yep. He's like, why? I'm like, because I'm going to rub my balls on your belt.
Yeah. So
he asked me to leave a snail trail. I don't know what that means.
I did. Oh, God. I did shoot, last time we went, the biggest fish I've ever put an arrow in. And it was just cool because it took off, and you could feel it like just get deep, and it just like if you've ever like hooked a big fish like on a fishing rod, the drag just goes. I've never had it do that to a bow, like that bow fishing bow, mm-hmm. and I was holding the bow, looking at like Daryl, like,
what do I do?
Oh, holy shit! Like I want to run out. How much line is in one of these reels? Because I'm about to run out, and it was just, and you could tell like this tree. We're on Truman. this tree just goes thump, and it starts moving, and all of a sudden my arrow just goes limp, like, or my line just goes like, so it ran into a tree
and it pulled the
and arrow it pulled out. The arrow, because I barely got it in him, because he was like flying out of this cove.
So they're grassy?
I don't think so. That was a massive buffalo.
Really?
I just from because it was one of those like, oh shit, there, and I just like kind of like slap shot.
Yeah.
And I didn't have much penetration in the fish, and my arrow was above water just like going crazy, and it just all of a sudden went straight down.
How many hours away is he?
Four and a half.
So we could be, like, if we left at 5, we could be there by dark.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially.
That'd be about what time,
you know,
the wife.
I just feel so bad for him, you know, having to go by himself.
Down there by himself?
You know?
Yeah.
What if he falls off the boat? What if he's got to go poop?
And with what he's got going on, it's possible he falls off the boat.
It is. It can't be too safe. I've thought about it. I'm thinking about it. I could.
We really could.
I just got back from.
We don't have any baseball. We don't have any softball tournaments this weekend.
Ooh, there you go. There's your perfect opportunity.
Oh, I'm sure I've got other things planned for me. But it's nighttime.
All right.
Are you coming back the next day? Or are you gonna?
That'd be the problem. Like, are we?
Yeah. Are you gonna cuddle up with him
back,
and his wife?
Are we gonna drive back that night? Because that would be rough.
That's a long day. 9 hours
long
on
evening.
The road.
Yeah.
For
not to mention the fishing.
Right.
I mean, I do that all the time for work, but not at night.
You'd have to take a nap in the morning and just
for sure.
But I don't know.
Yeah, because we haven't talked about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been, like I said, 3-4 times. You've been twice.
Yeah.
I think we haven't been that much, I think, just because it hasn't been that good.
Yeah, because he hasn't been doing as much as normal. Usually.
No.
Yeah.
I think
throughout the week.
I think it's probably 5-ish times is the amount of times he's went. I've only went with this year one time in the week.
Yeah.
And the other two times have been during the weekend. Mm-hmm. I went to Holden once, Ozarks once, and Truman once.
We hit Smithville. That was the best night we had. And then the other night we hit, or the other time we went to, I think it was Holden.
Okay.
And
you went Holden and Higginsville, yeah.
Holden Higginsville.
Yeah.
So, and it sucks. And you can't even get out on the river if you want to do the river because the dikes are full.
Right. And
so, I mean, you know you're going to get stuff there. So but
me and Daryl were talking about that. Like, fishing was way better when the water was low. Because I think they had less places to go.
Yeah.
You think that it would be good because when the water's up, they can get to the grass. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't get to all that grass.
Right. It's just too shallow.
Yeah.
I thought it would be better this year.
A lot more gar.
You know, wetter.
Shot a lot more gar than we have carp. See, well, I take that back. We shot more carp, but we shot more gar than we have in the past year.
He got him a monster gar the other day.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah. Hopefully he didn't bash that one's head and he actually keeps the skull.
Because last time he was down there, he had a massive one. He beat it with a
bat. He was like, oh, crap. I was going to save that. Yeah.
He ended up cracking its skull.
I see. And then we went on a vacation together as a family.
As a family.
And we went on a fishing trip.
Yep. We went on a guided fly fishing
deal. Oh, no
with,
shit.
With my pops. My and dad bought us.
I've never been fly fishing. Never been.
That's pretty sweet.
It was.
And it was a fun day.
Who caught the biggest fish?
Caden.
It's between.
Why does that not? Like, I should have known
that. It was
that
between
answer.
Me and Caden. Okay, we were not side by side.
Okay, now I ask him who caught more fish, him or Caden.
Oh, definitely Caden.
Dude, don't take that from the kid. Don't pick on the kids.
Fuck that little shit.
No, listen, here's the best part.
My nephew.
So, six of us.
Michael Jordan said.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
I need to put this away.
Six of us went. All right. So, me, Micah, my dad, who paid for the trip. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
My son Caden, Chase, and my nephew Landon. Collectively, we caught 25 fish, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Guess who caught the most fish? My dad is the best fisherman out of all of us.
He's the most experienced.
Most experienced. Guess who caught the most fish that day?
Brindley. You did, didn't you?
No, I tied.
Caden?
Caden.
That doesn't surprise me.
Caden is the 13-year-old. He wins.
I just seen Micah Snapchat. Brindley holds some massive trout.
That was a different place.
Day. It was great. So I'll tell my story first, and you can.
I'm
tell
sure Grandpa was pretty proud.
Yeah. He was. Now, my dad went later that night and caught more.
Right. Oh yeah,
but
can't be outdone.
So we had two guides because there were six of us, and they split us into two groups of three. Well, he's like, "Hey, who wants to go with me?" And he pointed to Caden first, and I'm like, "Well, that's my son, and that's my other son. I'd like to go with them."
Yeah.
So we split up. And we get the boys fishing, and Caden loves fishing. He's patient.
Oh, yeah.
Chase doesn't love fishing, and he's impatient.
I could see, yeah. They are very polar opposites.
So he gets the boys set up, and then he moves me a little further down, and he gets me set up, and he's like, you know, hey, what do you want to do? I'm like, here's what I want.
Those two.
I'm not worried about that one catching a fish. Pointed at my oldest son, Caden. He will catch a fish, with or without you.
You're useless to him.
I did. I said, that one right there has to catch a fish today.
Or he'll, yeah.
I want him to be successful. And he's like, I said these exact words. I don't give two shits if I catch a fish.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, you're going to catch a fish. I said, that's fine. I'm telling you, I don't care.
Right.
And so right after that, he's like, well, I'm going to put you on a spot that's going to be perfect. So
if it's perfect, put my kids there.
He moves me. And he's like, follow me. And we're moving through this water, and it's moving, like, swiftly. And
right. It's a river in the Rockies.
You fall down.
Our listeners know that I got a shitty knee.
It's the Rockies.
So, like, as he's going through, like, I step with my right foot and then bring my right left leg, and my knee is just, it's killing, like, it's hurting my knee. And he's like, all right, you're right here. And then he leaves. And I'm like, okay, I fished this hole for a little while, and I get a couple bites, and I didn't get either of them. So I'm like, all right, I got to leave. And I turn around. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to do this? I don't have anybody to grab onto. And, like, I can barely move in this
Your
water.
Knee, yeah.
So I, like, shuffle, fall down.
Oh.
Both hands hit the ground. I fall forward.
What about your pole?
Yeah, pole was with me. I fall forward. Both hands hit the ground. Is so what fills up with water?
Pole?
Theirs. What fills up with water?
Your waders.
My waders. And then I get out. And I like shimmy and I get over. I'm like, and I'm soaked. And so I take the waders off, like drain them out, put them back on. And
Nate's naked on the side wet. Of the
stream. I'm wet as fuck.
The guide nobody, comes back, like,
nobody saw this.
Sir, this is not that kind of trip.
Nobody saw this, but I'm like, of course I fell down. Of course I did.
Yeah.
So I go back. I talk to Chase, see how he's doing. He hasn't caught one yet by that point. Caden's already caught like 13. I think by then he'd caught one, but it was kind of cold, or it was kind of warm outside, and my sweatshirt was wet, so then it like felt really good. Anyway,
sorry.
Long story short, we meet back up with those guys later. We do a little more fishing. And then, like, in a two-minute period, right before the end of the trip, I get out of the water with Chase. So, Chase, before this, back up a little bit, had fallen on the rocks. There's some pretty rocky outcropping on the side of this.
Sure.
And so, Chase was trying to follow the guide, and he fell, and he fucked the pole up. And I wasn't sure how that was going to go. Like, do I got to pay for this pole?
Right,
like,
I mean, you know, I think he said it was a $1,200 setup.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, how's this go? Yeah. So like we were talking about that later and I'm like, I mean, you got to understand that's
a risk
10-year-old kid that you're taking on a really rocky spot. Like that's kind of part of the game.
Pole. Maybe you should have took the pole
so,
when he was walking.
Chase and I were together later and he starts falling again. So I grab him.
Not the kid, the pole.
I grab him from because he was like falling towards the river.
Yeah.
Grab him. Well, by stopping him, then I fall, and I protect the pole from a rock, and I smash my hand and my face against a rock. I thought I broke this. I cut it. It's just an old scab now.
Not your face.
I thought I broke the pinky. And then right after that, Caden falls. Like, we could see Caden Jimmy fall down Christmas. All the way to the river. And 20 seconds later, Landon falls.
Everybody fell but me and Mike, my father-in-law.
And, dude, it was hilarious. It was just like, and they're like, yep, it's been 4 hours.
Time to wrap it up.
Time to wrap it up.
Damn Flatlanders.
Oh, man. It was just, it was so weird. But shout out to Kirk's Fly Shop, by the way.
Oh, yeah, man. Park. Those guys were awesome.
They were awesome. John was our guide. And then
Kurt, I think.
No, it wasn't Kurt.
Kent.
Yeah, Kent was the other one, was with Dad and you guys. But that was my experience of the day.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, caught 7 fish. Had several more that I probably could have caught, but they were teaching us a little different than like we do it here at Bennett and stuff.
Yeah, like I said, I've never fly fished before in my life. So
it was so much easier, honestly, the way they were teaching us.
Yeah, the way they did it made sense.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was pretty funny because your dad thinks he's a pretty experienced fly fisher, and then he goes out there like, nope, you're doing it totally wrong. He's like, you got to do it
how'd
this
that
way.
Go?
It did fine. You know, we all caught, everybody caught fish. We were worried because Landon, you know, our nephew, Nathan's brother's boy, he came out there, and he's never been fishing before. And so, it was me, Mike, and Landon, and kind of the same deal that came up. He's like, all right, I'm going to, you know, get you set up and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, here's the deal. I don't care. I pretty much had the same conversation with him he did. I was like, I don't care if I catch anything. You know, I've caught fish before.
Sure.
You know, I don't, you know, I'm just, this is great. I just being out here is fine. I was like, help that one, Landon. And it took him a while, but he ended up, I think he caught 4 in like the last 45 minutes or something like that.
We'll post some pictures
with
this show we'll release because we took some pictures. But the funniest part of the whole day was when my dad had been fishing that spot forever.
Yeah.
And then we come back with our guide. Caden throws one line in right behind my dad. Catch the biggest fish of the day.
Oh.
I mean, his first cast. And my dad's like,
kicking nuts.
Well, good job. And you know inside he's like, you little motherfucker.
I got some more stories later
kick
on in the
trip.
The
pants.
But honestly, dude, probably one of the funnest things we did, and we're going to get some of these. We rented e-bikes.
We're getting e-bikes?
We have to, dude.
We have to. We got to buy e-bikes.
Coyote hunting will never be the same.
Yeah, I've been trying to talk some people into that, and they're like, I'm not doing that.
Well, they're lame. They're lame.
They're
missing out. They really are.
Retards.
Yeah, it would be a game changer.
Austin, you hear him?
Listen, we went from the bottom of the mountain, basically.
Yeah, in Estes. We were staying
in Estes. Where we rented these e-bikes. Can't remember the place that we got them from, but and Micah led, and we went up this mountain on the side of the road, basically. And then we kind of stopped after a while because we had a timetable, you know. Dude, I was on the throttle almost the whole time. I barely pedaled. Hmm. And I used, by the time we got done with a 2-hour trip, I used like 36% battery.
Nice.
Like, and I barely pedaled.
You can kind of charge that by pedaling, right?
No,
not these
ones.
That's
a myth. Well, I don't know. Maybe some of them might do that. I don't know.
But think about it. you could literally just throttle the damn thing. Oh, and by the way, throttling it, I was pulling my son behind me because he wasn't big enough. I was still going 20 miles an hour uphill.
Yeah. Yeah, I had Laney, my youngest, in one of those like cart deals.
Yeah.
That, you know, you see.
We were talking about that earlier. You know, yeah. If we should, if, you know, I have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. Should we try something like
oh,
that?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, 100%, dude.
You know, your oldest can fit. They have, what do you call it?
Basically, a little bike behind it, like a yeah, little monkey bike.
Yeah, they got pedals.
Little monkey bike.
They got pedals.
Like and a tandem to, type.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not actually doing anything,
right?
But they think they are.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Amy did that with Lawson, my boy, and then I had the cart for Laney, and, I mean, it was perfect. You know, she actually fell asleep on the way back down the mountain. But for hunting, dude, it would be awesome.
And Micah had a fat-tired one. I didn't. I originally was going to, but then, long story short, Bennett couldn't ride, so
yeah,
we had to switch things up. But, dude, I'm telling you, like, it'd be great. Coyote hunting would be, we could get so much deeper so quick.
Oh, yeah.
What? That's what she said.
That's what she said.
I didn't say that.
And deer hunting, like one of the properties you and me hunt, like, think how quickly we could get 1,200 yards now instead of.
I wouldn't be bitching about a 1,200 yard hike.
Right. You shouldn't anyway, you motherfucker. You shot 178 in deer. That's true. We need to look at some e-bikes.
For real.
Listeners, let us know what you have and how you like it. Because there's a shit ton of companies.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them now. I mean, the big ones are like the Quiet Cat. And
right.
Rambo. Rambo. Those are like the hunting.
What brand were yours?
And
could you tell?
Something with an A.
Avalon or?
No, Antennas or something like that.
Didn't you write it down?
I thought you did. I looked them up. Like, they weren't bad. Like, for the fat tire one that I had.
It's like $3,000.
Because I'd want a fat tire one.
Yeah. Oh, those are more comfortable and more stable.
Sure.
A little heavier, but you're not doing it for weight reduction.
Right.
But.
What day was that we went? Do you remember Tuesday?
No. I have no idea.
Micah, what'd your deer score?
178 3/4.
I think we need
three eighths.
I think we need to pull that one down.
Can I please measure both of them at the same time?
No.
Why?
Because as of right now, mine's bigger.
But they could be like
that's
literally the same. And if the same person
was measured one
listen,
time,
listen
I'm
to
not
me.
Measuring again.
If the same person's measuring them, then there's no way there's any discrepancy.
I'm not going to lose bragging rights to Micah.
I won't tell you guys. I just want to know.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe me? I won't tell you.
I don't believe you.
I'll tell you privately.
Don't believe you.
I'm going to do it.
Because then we'd both figure out which one.
You get yours back,
if Micah's was bigger than mine,
I'd here's the thing. I could have measured off because I was measuring the back of a truck. It was pliable and I was able to move everything. I feel pretty good about it. I did measure twice.
Mine was measured one time at the taxidermist at the time. And he had like these steel cables. He did it real fast.
Let me do it.
Mine might break 180.
Very possible.
I was a half inch off.
That's what she said.
That ain't 180.
You, sir.
Hold on. Yours is 178 because of all the bullshit on the bases.
Oh, I know.
That's
the mass.
That's what his has got.
Mine's got mass for days.
How many
to
scoreable years. Points does yours have?
20.
You might have me.
How many does your guy?
It's like 16.
20.
Andy's. How the hell did we get here? Andy's has got more length, tine length, for sure.
Because I wanted to have a
deer. Your tine length contest is kind of bitchy, right, Micah? Remember that.
That's
but
true.
Then your mass, Micah, makes up for it.
Yeah. He's got mass for days. Mm-hmm.
Mine, and you haven't even seen that deer in person, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I say green score, like after mine is green score, mine scored well. My mass probably has dried up a little bit, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. I think
you're losing your headset.
Aventon.
Yeah.
Aventon bikes.
So nice.
The big one is.
Oh, and here's this bullshit.
I'll put my 8-pointer up for everybody, though.
That's a nice one. Here's this bullshit.
Sorry.
What was that one? What did that one score?
148.
Squirrel.
8-point.
That's huge for an 8-point.
Yeah. Well, it was because Basket Case scored 145 as an 8-point. Now, how many actual scoreable points has that deer got, though?
It's a 9, right?
At least 10.
So, Basket Case had 10 points because he had the crab claw and then one extra point.
Mine's got the unicorn point right on his forehead and that
and
other,
then he's got
like,
another
double
one.
G1.
So, but a mainframe 8.
Mainframe 8.
And that's what Basket Case was, a 145.
That crab claw would have been nice.
Yeah. Crab claw was awesome on Basket Case, which, by the way, folks, is our
this is not logo, a coherent podcast.
Our logo. But so here's the funny fart. Estes Park. I'm not even drinking. Estes Park. We never see a freaking elk in there.
We saw,
I guess one night we were leaving, we saw a group of cows and calves.
Cows in the park.
In our campsite, or camper, campground we went to, we saw bulls twice. The last day and the first day.
And I saw them.
Another time?
Yeah, I saw them one morning. I literally.
Three bulls. Just nice bulls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, low 300s, upper 200s, I'm assuming.
They're nice.
If not bigger, you know. I got videos.
Never saw a moose.
No, never saw a moose. I wanted to see a bear. Never saw a bear. Saw a shit ton of
mule deer.
Mule deer.
And some nice ones, too.
Yeah. Mule deer out the ass, man.
We left. You guys stayed in Colorado. We went home. Mm-hmm. The day we leave, we're not outside of Estes, you know, like 30 minutes. I had to stop my car in the middle of the highway for three mountain goats.
That's crazy.
And none of them were very big. Becca took a picture.
Those are the white ones, right?
Yeah, well, they look like shit right now.
Yeah, you know, but those are the ones that are white.
Whenever. So they're in the road.
I like the
rain. I have to stop my car, another car, have to stop, and they run across the road. Oh, shit, now you're... Oh, okay, that's not beer.
It's going to be... I have to go clean out a grain bin at 6:15. It's going to be a rough morning.
They run across the road and straight up these rocks like it's nothing.
Oh, just, yeah. Droop. It's crazy.
I'm like, damn, that's
See,
crazy.
See, those ones don't get me excited. It's like the... What are they, the bighorn sheep? Or is it
the big curls?
Yeah. These did not those have big curls.
Yeah.
Like it was, I don't even know if I saved the picture.
Yeah, those are the ones that I'm like, oh. Because I have, like, I'll be honest, I have no, like, desire to go, like, sheep hunting or anything like that.
Bighorn, I would.
Bighorn would be the one if I was going to do it. Just
well, you
got to
shoot
awesome.
Those suckers at, like, 400 yards, like, cliff to cliff type deal, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Uh-huh. I mean, we've seen them going out and coming back from Colorado. We've seen them there off the highway before.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say you could go hunt one species of animal, your dream hunt. One species of animal. What would it be? Like a premier trophy of that species.
Dude, I don't
know. I already know.
Right now, it'd be like just... I know we've talked about it before, but just like a badass unit for elk. I mean,
right? Like I was not gonna say elk because we've already hunted elk.
I was thinking not elk, but like for me, it's like red stag, grizzly, wolf.
See, I didn't even think about that.
What's the say? What I say? Same. Red stag would be my answer.
Red stag.
New Zealand red stag hunt, man.
I got a buddy. He's probably back.
You got too many buddies that. You say you got never come through for us.
I'll get him.
Okay.
I'll get
figure it out.
My buddy Jake.
Oh, Jake Morrison.
Yeah. He either has gone already or he's about to go to New Zealand for
really?
Red stag.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Dude, we need to get him on. Yeah. I would be interested in hearing about that.
No doubt. Get a backstory after that one's over.
The problem is he's a traveling son of a bitch. Like, he's just gone all the time.
You Good for him.
With work and, mm-hmm. you know, living life.
Well, he'll figure out how to get here, damn it.
He will. We'll get it.
When Missouri Woods and Water says come to the show, you come.
That's right.
You don't come till I say you come. Too far?
You want to hear? I was watching. You remember Whose Line It Is?
Oh yeah, that's a classic, man.
So the skit was things you say to your dog that you can't say to your girlfriend. And the older dude come. He just says this. Come. Come.
I think I'm done drinking.
Let's sober you up.
All right. So, red stag for sure.
That's a pretty badass one. Yeah.
Grizzly is my second. And I think a wolf.
I see.
Although,
the thing
with
is,
wolf hunting, do you do a lot of sitting? Because I know,
I don't
want to
do a sitting. I don't want to do it like
you can do it both ways.
So sitting would be the most probably successful, right?
I think
that's your better odds over bait.
Yeah.
Like my dream hunt is killing a wolf, like I kill a coyote, calling a pack of wolves
that
in.
Would be badass,
seeing the alpha fucking sitting like 500 yards out, but there's like three more 200 yards
out. Red rocket.
I'm gonna sit that bad boy. Yeah. 500 yards out.
Start dialing.
Oh, click, 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 click.
That would be sweet. And I don't know why.
Problem is I get eaten by the other three at the end of my dream.
But before.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Before you shoot, they're gnawing on your leg.
And then what's that island? Kodiak. The Kodiak grizzly.
Yeah.
That is like.
That's scary.
I don't know if I have the balls to do that.
Dude, that'd take a lot of balls.
I'll be truthful, like, that is, like, probably, it might be my top hunt.
I can tell you I don't.
To be honest, it's not the hunting. It's not the hunting that scares me.
It's the dying?
No, it's the sleeping. Oh. Like, just the camping part.
I would have to sleep on a boat. Like, they
that's a good idea.
They do
can they swim?
Yeah.
They can swim, but, like,
I doubt they're coming to your boat.
Like, I'll take my odds, you know?
Right. No, that's a good idea.
Sleep on the boat out in the water.
It's cold, though.
It is cold, but a houseboat.
Okay, just bring a fucking houseboat up there.
We're talking hypotheticals here, so like anything's possible.
That would be sweet.
They kill them from the boat. Like, if I'm not mistaken, they take boats and you can actually shoot them from the boat, or like they take them until they see them, get off the boat, shoot them, get back on.
Yeah.
I'm making no, like, I'm sorry, I'm not following any type of like, what's our topic again?
Dude, we don't have a topic. We hit record.
I don't want to clean out a grain bin in the morning.
Hey.
I'll talk to Raj.
So my dream hunt
help me out, will you?
Is something that we do a lot of. But I'm still saying, like, I want to have a coyote tour. That's kind of my dream hunt.
That would be a good time.
Me and you.
4 or 5 states, something like that. Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas.
New Mexico.
South Dakota, like New Mexico. Yeah, something like that. Like a nice circuit.
Texas.
Where you take a couple weeks and go
coyote. Where's Al Morris?
He's in Wyoming. And
I think that would need to be part of our tour.
It would definitely be part
Stop
of our tour.
Stop into Al Morris.
Definitely.
Like, dude, that hunting with Al Morris is a bucket list item.
Oh, it would be. That would
I don't
make,
care if he comes here, we go there. Like, yeah. Hunting with that man.
Oh, shit. So, we go to Wyoming, hunt with Al. Then we work through.
Stop in Colorado.
South Dakota. Iowa. Drop into Kentucky. Hunt with Joey.
Where I shot at that one with a bow.
And then John Collins.
Joey in Kentucky. That's a long wood.
And then
that's the other way.
Southern Missouri, Corey. I think we got something there.
Let's write. We need to write this down.
Every state. Let's just fuck it. Every 50 states. Hawaii. Do you think is there coyotes in Hawaii?
Surely.
I bet.
Do we talk about this? Seriously though, you think about that. We talk about like the turkey has the Grand Slam. And they have there's something other than, there's something over the Grand Slam, Super Slam.
Super Slam,
because there's one in Mexico.
Do coyotes have like the Grand Parvo?
No, but we need to make one.
The Parvo Marvo.
Okay, calm down.
Stop. Oh, that's a big glass of Maker's Mark, too. Andy is taking care of the rest of this.
There's some Diet Pepsi in here.
Yeah. Let's see how heavy
this
can
be. Like
is.
The
pretty
all
heavy.
Over again.
Pretty heavy can.
Except you're going to be the one puking.
We need some Rittenhouse.
I forgot about that. I got to puke.
That was a good night. I was just amazed that I did not have a hangover the next day. That was a miracle.
Did we hunt
the
next
day?
Do you
think it is possible to kill a coyote in all 50 states?
No, I don't know about Hawaii having coyotes or not, honestly.
Good thing I got a computer right here.
Yeah.
I know they're in Alaska.
I bet they do.
I guarantee you in the 48, there's a coyote in every single state.
Yeah. But, like, even being able to hunt them would be the hardest thing. Like, because once you get up, like, northeast and stuff, that'd be kind of hard just to get the access and the, you know, that sort of thing.
They are now found in every state but Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
It's hard for them to swim. The entire, you know, the whole way. Because they have to doggy paddle.
New goal.
Sorry, folks. I'm sorry.
I think we need to take a coyote to Hawaii.
Two.
Let's introduce them.
You got to take two.
You got to take two. They got to. They have to be fucking.
No, you don't.
It's like the Ark.
No, you don't.
Take a pregnant one.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Yeah.
But then they're just inbreeding.
That's what they do anyway.
Not to that extent.
That is true.
How do you know?
Because I don't see a fucked up coyote.
Because I kill
all the time. Yeah.
Whose man's is this?
Sometimes you get that coyote with the extra leg and shit.
Yeah, missing a leg. You know, it happens. Speaking of missing legs.
Oh, God. We haven't even talked about bucket list deer and
our shit.
Cameras.
Yeah.
So, how many cameras you got out right now?
One. One's a security camera for the farm.
Answer the fucking question. How many?
Three.
Three?
Four counting the
security camera.
I say it's a security camera, but honestly, I get more deer than I do people fucking around. Some dude randomly, I wouldn't say dude, I went by the farm and there's two brand new looking kayaks sitting in the entrance of my farm.
It's like, sweet.
Christmas for me.
I was like, dude, I was like, I don't, like, what should I do? Like, someone jack these coyotes and hide them here? Like, I don't know what to do. Is that what I said?
You said coyotes.
Yeah. Coyotes. So, you know, kayaks.
Slurring his speech.
I did not. Anyway, took the family home at that point in time. Later on that afternoon, I circled back around just to come out. They're gone.
The coyotes were gone.
I was going to go get them, honestly. Like, yeah, they're going to put them in my farm.
Take them. Yeah, take them home and raise them.
They've been there for a while. I'm going to take them home. I'll turn them in if somebody claims them.
Right.
You can't claim a coyote.
Okay.
Sure as hell can. But so anyway, they were gone. But randomly, like two brand, like one was like bright yellow. The other was like bright green, like that neon green and like yellow. Sitting like perfectly right in the entrance, and you could see the tire track. Someone pulled up, dropped them off. I was like, someone jacked these coyotes.
God, it worked.
I did say it.
I love it.
Kayaks. And
how's your fuel level?
Low.
This plane has been in the air for a while. Land the fucking thing.
I think it was the camera was pointing that way. I never found out who it was.
Perfect. Awesome.
That was great.
Thank you for that.
Great story. Anyways, you got through.
Hey, glad
I was trying to get some kayaks.
Glad you're here, buddy.
Trying to get some kayaks by the coyotes because there's coyotes on the kayak camera.
Let's let him sober up for a minute.
So he's got
four, you guys proceed.
He's got four cameras out.
Four cameras.
So have you, sorry have, to
have
interrupt.
You got a hit, have you got a hit list going?
I have nothing but three monster 8 points.
Nothing but three monster 8 points. Nothing.
But normally I would have like, usually there's a big 10.
Those are all just 8-pointers?
I have, yeah.
Like, I mean, they look big.
They are like all three clean. I'm talking probably 130-inch.
Well, right now.
8 points? Right now. Like, yeah, if they were to, like right now, 130-inch 8 points, we got another month of growth left. I'm hoping.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
I'm hoping they finish in the 140s.
That's a solid 8.
I have a thing for some 140-inch deer.
And 8s.
I love
it. 8 points. If you go out, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know what that is.
It's a messed up deer.
You're going to talk about the ugliest damn deer mount, I don't know why I ever mounted that thing.
Why?
It's cool.
It's ugly.
It's a good one.
No, it looks good.
It's an awesome rack.
He's got some mass, but he's just ugly. Anyway, I like 8 points.
Me too.
I cannot lie.
Yeah. I'm with you, bud.
Those other brothers can't deny.
So you got, what'd you say, three?
I got three decent ones. Yeah. One I'm gonna call Hook. His brow tine has a little hook.
Oh, we got names going.
The other one I don't know what to call. I need Nate's help here. It's got a little kicker off the like the unicorn point. I'm gonna call. Yeah, I don't know what to call him. Little unicorn point.
Unicorn.
Little
uni.
Uni. Call him uni. There was one little character. I am missing a double drop time buck from last year that I intentionally did not hunt. He probably would have scored in the 140s.
He's missing.
I'm waiting for him to show up.
When did he show up last year, though?
He was there all year.
Oh, okay.
So makes you nervous. So I know he was two farms away during bow season. I shot my deer opening day of rifle season, and after that, all of a sudden, he just showed up like clockwork on my farm. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking all through season. I was like, dude, if I leave him alone through late season, he'll be like a 160 plus double drop time buck.
Hopefully.
Gone.
That sucks.
No one. And I know me and the neighbor have talked quite a bit. He's seen him. He was on him a couple times. Has not seen him either.
Was he going to shoot him?
The farm next to me sold, and that guy has done a lot of tree removal. I'm a little worried he got bounced probably to the next section over. But I was really hoping he would live on me for a while, and this year I'd be seeing him. But he had two, probably 4-inch drop times last year and would have scored probably in the 140s. I thought, okay, if I just leave him alone, give him a good place to stay.
He'd get bigger.
We're talking 160-inch. That's a legendary deer.
Oh, dude, double drops? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that you let him pass. I don't know if I could pass a 140s double drop.
I didn't pass him, to be fair. I never
You never had the opportunity to pass him.
Yeah.
I intentionally... He was showing up every day on one
camera. I would
have
intentionally hunted it.
He was showing up every day on one camera, and the neighbor's like, have you seen this deer? I'm sorry if you're listening. I lied to you. I knew exactly where he was. And if he makes it, I mean, you can't kill legendary deer kill him early.
It's still early in the season. So he might show up.
Well, season hasn't even started.
I have
pitcher season.
I don't even want to know how many does I have on my property. So it's one of those things, like once rut hits,
yeah, my guy,
all shit breaks loose. Absolutely.
Can I kill some more does
this
year?
Absolutely.
Sweet. I'll be especially, honest.
Out of that
especially hyperlight. If your nephew's coming. You can take him for sure.
Yeah, yeah, we'll make a trip out there.
I love kids hunting. I have a soft spot.
Phew. Glad he said hunting after that.
Oh, jeez.
I need to talk faster.
I love kids.
My daughter's 6.
Hunting.
Is she gonna pull the trigger this year, you think?
Dude, I bought at one of the benefit auctions a 22, I don't know who it's made by, it's the Cricket, 22 Cricket.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I put an Athlon red dot on it.
Yeah.
Because my daughter has a really hard time
closing one eye. Bennett has the same thing.
Did you try the patch yet?
I haven't tried the patch. You mentioned the patch, and I really want to try that.
What does she do when she does that? Here's what Bennett did the other day. No one's going to be able to see
this. She makes this goofy face.
He wanted to look through my thermal.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts the thermal up to his eye, and then he does this. And he puts his hand over his other eye.
At least he does that. Kendall's like, I see everything.
He tries doing both. Like, he tries closing it, and then he puts the hand over. Yeah. I'm like, that's hilarious. Well,
she was looking through the, like, it was like a little peep sight on the 22 that it came with. And I was like, well, what do you see? He's like, I see everything. What do you mean? I'm like, I look at her face. I'm like, well, close that eye. She's like, I can't. I'm like, what do you mean you can't?
At least you know she's not winking at no boys at school.
That's damn straight. If I can get her comfortable, I want to get her shooting the 22.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a couple 243s that I would be comfortable with letting her shoot.
Yep.
If she is comfortable. And I'd be willing to buy one of those sleds.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get her to shoot a deer, that'd be my goal. But I got a soft spot for kids shooting deer because that's what some of my fondest memories is doing that.
You got beans in the
big field?
In the big field,
I'll drag a deer straight through them beans.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's good.
You would be able to hunt it that early season.
That's true.
October.
Yeah. So, yeah, good food for them.
Yeah. They'd come out there for sure.
My values go hunting, then farming.
No.
Well, Micah had something come up, speaking of cameras. Let's see here. You've got a few cameras out.
I got two. So I got them over my mineral right now.
He lives. I'll just say that.
The legend lives.
Also, when we get to me, I just want to remind both of you that we have names for deer, by the way. Okay? Keep going.
I have one name.
Doesn't matter. We'll get to mine. Anyway, he lives.
Yeah. Nubs is still alive. The three-legged deer.
What are you doing?
Andy is jacked up right now. So if you guys have listened to the past, I've had a deer. Was this the fourth year? I think this is the fourth year's
You've known that deer every year you've hunted there.
No, the second year.
Okay. So this would be 4 years.
Yeah. 4 years I have had pictures of this deer. The first year I got pictures of him, he was in the 170s.
He was a giant.
180s maybe. Never showed
up. With four legs.
He ended up getting shot that season, and they shot his rear leg off. I know who shot it. I haven't talked to him personally or whatever, but I know who shot it, and I know where he was shot at. And I've gotten pictures of him every season, and it's always before season starts. I got pictures of him again this season. And I'm hoping he sticks around, but if history, you know, repeats itself, he's going to
Know how that deer is alive.
Dude, he looks like absolute dog shit.
He looks emaciated.
He looks like his whole, like his ass end is looks like a dog that's about ready to croak.
Yeah.
You know, just all you see is hips and it's got he's got a funky rack.
His antlers ain't shit anymore.
No, like 120s, 130s maybe.
It is interesting. The rack is interesting, but
oh yeah,
it's as got far some, as like
and every year I'd love to find his sheds, but I mean, yeah. He's just a very unique deer. But he showed back up, and I thought he was dead for sure. I was like, there's no way he made it through another winter or whatever, but he showed back up. So that's pretty cool. Even if that would be awesome to make that happen.
Finish that story.
Yeah. Finish that one. Not that I've had any encounters with him, but just as much history as I had.
As much you know about him.
Right.
And how interesting he is. Like, you'd almost have to do a full body mount.
The podcast is paying for it.
Fuck you.
No, we made this deal.
We did not.
No, listen. No, we had this deal. We do the podcast pays for it. It gets to stay at your house.
I don't want no nubby-ass 120-inch deer at my house.
You're telling me you wouldn't put that thing in your basement?
For free, but I ain't paying for it.
The podcast is paying for it. It's a write-off.
What do you think that kid said? Who writes it off?
The write-off people. I don't know. No, it would live in your basement till you know, if the podcast ever ends. Then I get to reclaim ownership.
Oh, then you get it back. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Two words come to mind, and it starts with an F.
I don't even know how much.
Fire truck.
There you go.
I don't know how much a full body mount would be, but it would. I'd have to do
just take some pictures. This is basically what you need to do. Take some pictures of it.
Digital taxidermy. Yeah. I think we need to have that dude on sometime.
Yes, we do.
Which I know you've kind of made that effort, but he's I think you have, but he's like super busy.
There's a few of them out there, though, now.
There's one from Missouri.
He's the only one I know. Oh, there is?
Yeah. There was a guy from Missouri.
Find that guy.
Seriously? I will.
Because I don't know who
he's super, like, I thought you reached out to a guy and he was like backed up, busy.
Not the Missouri guy, though.
Okay. I'll look that one up, but that would be something. That would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
To have a digital taxidermy of some of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I did message him. Hubby ding.
Steel trap, bud.
Other than that, I got one. He's a mainframe 8, but he's a 9. He's a 9 point is what he is. And it just depends on how he finishes out. I think he's going to be – I think he's 3 or 4. I don't know yet. Yeah. I mean, body-wise, I mean, he's not bad. And then I got one that he was a pretty decent 8, and if he finishes out good, he's going to be real good. But I think he already broke off his main beam. Ooh. I just got pictures of one where his right side looks real good, real got a lot of mass and stuff from what I can tell.
Yeah.
But I got a – look at it a little more to see if it's the same deer.
That's always like the worst.
Like it broke off right there at his, you know, brow tine. So
that's the worst feeling when you have a deer that is going to be a stud and something happens during velvet time. Yeah. Remember Sub-Zero out here, Andy? That year that after I didn't kill him and he broke off almost the entire main beam halfway through the summer, you're just like, and then that year I saw him twice on the hoof, passed him once. Like, it's like, damn it.
And then he disappeared, right?
I never saw him ever again after that year. Yep. So I am the only one out of the three of us who has not named a deer.
Yeah, but you got how many? You got some decent ones.
There's a few. It's interesting. So I'll try to be general when I say this. The farm, there's a farm that I've hunted now for like, 4 or 5 years?
At least.
Four? Well, at least four?
Ish, yeah.
The first 2 years, like, it produced. Like, I killed 2 deer the first year there. I killed another good one the next year. No. Yeah, at least somewhere like that. Well, the last 2 years, I didn't even hunt at this place last year at all. Not once. Because there wasn't any reason to come hunt. Which is the negative on cameras.
Sure.
It's been really dry the previous 2 years. This year, we've been really wet, and guess what's here again? Some good deer. I have not even really started organizing them yet, but there's, I'd say, at least 3 that might be decent.
Really?
Might be some good ones. I've sent you most. I need to just add you to these cameras, but.
I was added at one point in time.
Well, so I had to redo all my cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I told you that?
Yeah,
like, all my cameras, I have to reset up each one.
Oh, whenever you went to cancel them, you canceled the camera then.
I guess. I don't know what
see,
I did.
See, mine, all I had.
It says suspend.
Yeah. See, all I had to do with mine was.
Oh, I canceled plan. Is there a suspend?
I think there is.
Yeah. See, so with mine, all I had to do was go pick which plan I wanted.
Yeah.
And then now all I got to do is when I want to use that camera, I said, you know.
Activate.
See, mine, I had to re-add a camera. So anyway, I'll do that. But there's probably 3. But there might be 4, might be 2. I haven't really, like, honed in on which
like
ones.
A month ago, I'd say.
It was over. Well, it's been dead for a couple weeks.
The deer?
So that seems about right. The camera.
Shit.
The camera.
Good news. The one I was talking about, it's not the same deer. I've been doing a little research.
So I'd only had a camera over mineral at this place. Tonight, I added 2 more, just to see. And then I need to do some mowing, and then I'll maybe add. If it just depends on, like, are they going to be consistent? Who knows?
I got a weed eater.
I'm going to use a bigger than a weed eater.
Oh.
And then at this other property.
Now he feels entitled.
There's been nothing to speak of, right, Micah?
No, well, I mean, the camera died.
Camera died, but before the camera died.
You guys got a camera out there?
One.
We got over one. Mineral.
Like, there's not a bunch of, like, dinks.
Yeah, nothing.
Which doesn't mean anything, but, you know, because this is only our second year there, and now it's corn and not beans, so maybe it's they show up later. I have no idea. We have no idea what to expect.
Yeah, we don't have any.
We're going to put more cameras out just to see, but I don't have a camera at the other place at all. I'm going to put one over the mineral there just because it'd be stupid not to. And then we got another one we don't have any cameras out either. But yeah,
which that one's going to be beans this year, so it
yeah. I would
like basically to by the time you guys are hearing this, the message is put your cameras out.
Cuz we're already late, dude. Like, this is the latest we've ever been.
Yeah, we're usually July 4th.
All of them.
Yeah.
Which I did have two cameras out before then, and I'll be honest, I just kind of was like, let's get the two over mineral. Those are the ones that are going
to
get the most.
I got the ones that are easy to get to. The ones that are like way back in the property, I've not made the effort yet. I'm getting lazy.
Yeah.
I get you.
Old age, it'll get you.
True that.
True that.
That's what we're doing right now. And there's probably stuff that we forgot. But
do you think?
We've been recording for, how long does that say?
An hour 20.
Damn.
Do you think your...
we can talk a lot of bullshit.
Your daughter last year, like, didn't... Like, she went.
Went with crossbow.
Yeah. Well, no, me and you went that time.
That was the year before, wasn't it?
Was
it
the year before? That was, yeah, that was the year before. That was your Chase killed his first deer. Okay. And then... Yeah. He took Brindley right after that.
You think she'd go again?
She'll go with a crossbow. I'm hoping to get her on a gun. I know my boy will go.
Well, you got a suppressor now.
Explain that to a child.
All right.
I just did.
Maybe I'll just need to start
Her out with you just shoot once and just be like, see?
That's my thing. Is like that 140-inch 8-point, like, I'm not saying, like, I got, you know, it's not a deer I'd be, like, not willing to shoot because that's a big 8-point.
I'd rather get one for your
If my 6-year-old shot that, that'd be so freaking, dude, that would mean more to me than me shooting any 180-inch deer.
Like, there's no way your wife's arguing about getting
that mounted.
Getting that one mounted.
And my daughter's like, can I put it in my room? Absolutely can.
Hell yeah, I can watch you.
We'll go in the living room.
Yep.
Good luck.
Lawson. I'll fight that fight.
Yeah, Lawson, he's 6, so I think I'm going to try to get him out there. I know he'll shoot the gun. like that boy, he's a killer.
It's how he yanks it or not.
Yeah, if we can get him accurate or not, that's one thing. But having the tripods and stuff like that.
Let's do it.
I don't know about Bennett. Like, I don't know what I need to do there. I got too many freaking sons that want to hunt.
That is hard, man. When you got 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you do a very good job, I feel like, of like teaching your kids the right way to do stuff and being safe and being like cautious, like teaching the dangers of like what you're doing. Like, I really do think that you do a good job of that. So,
well, like, it's like last year I was counting how many times I hunted a lot last year for a deer that only took 40 minutes to hunt.
I don't know why you worked so hard, man.
But I still hunted.
Do less.
I don't know exactly the number of hunts, but let's say I hunted 30 times last year. At least 15 of them were with my sons. Over half of my hunts were for them.
Yeah.
And, dude, I had one of my favorite years last year.
Yeah.
If you're not looking forward to that stuff, man, you guys are doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I want to hunt on my own this year, sure. But I'll be honest with you. If I can get Caden and Chase on another one, which I did successfully do last year. Caden didn't end up harvesting his, but
has Caden killed a buck?
Mm-hmm. Here.
Okay.
Right here, back here.
Oh, yeah, crossbow.
Yep. And that's what I'm kind of like, maybe I go back to the bow with both of them now, you know, like, okay, they both killed, Caden's killed one with a bow and not a rifle.
No.
Chase has killed two now with a rifle. Not bucks, one, well, technically I guess it was a buck.
You still got your crossbow?
Yeah.
What crossbow is that?
It's a crossbow. I don't remember what it is.
I don't remember what crossbow.
It's pretty fast.
I thought about you get like a 10 point or something like that.
Yeah, I think something like that.
I thought about doing that for Kendall.
No, it's a Wicked Ridge.
Because she like her.
That's what
like,
it is. Which is a 10 point.
Fear like it's not like the kick or anything. It's literally the noise.
Crossbows don't like make shit sound. For noise.
Yeah.
Bunk. Even with the suppressor, she's not huge.
She's been around me shooting it, but her pulling the trigger, like, I don't know.
I kind of want to take Caden back to our guy, too, and see where he can dial it up to. Because, you know, I can dial his bow, his regular compound. Yeah. I can dial it
up.
He's
got that Elite Ember, right?
Yeah, but I want to know where I should stop.
How
high he can go.
In a year, he's grown a lot.
Yeah.
So what?
I mean, is he doing it pretty easy right now?
Yeah, like, it needs to be turned up.
Then give it a full rotation.
I know, like, but I want to know where to turn, where to stop. Like,
go until
he can't work it off a little bit.
Yeah, but then I want to know what it is. Like, well, how many pounds is it at now?
I have a scale. Get you a scale.
You get you a scale. Podcast paying for it.
I'm just boys. Saying. You got
hour. Okay, so
2 minutes.
Is it righty tighty makes it
yes
heavier.
Yes.
This Maker's Mark sponsorship is running out.
You are running out.
I ran out.
So no doubt this show is basically we hit the record button and just talked, and we talked for a while.
I apologize to our listeners.
Hey, it's okay. We ain't seen each other in a while. We not only just recorded a podcast for an hour and 20-some minutes, we also talked for an hour and a half before that.
At least.
About other things we can't talk about on the podcast.
Not yet. There'll be a day.
It's not necessarily hunting related, but just drama.
Could be hunting related.
I will
could
say, I would like to have a podcast on if you were to be a new hunter.
We're going to do that.
Zero experience. I know. I'm saying I'm giving them a warning. It's coming.
Oh.
Zero experience. You have a $1,000 budget.
I have the perfect guest for that if we want to have a guest too.
Let's do it.
Or we could just do us, and then there's this dude called...
I think we should post the link.
Josh Kirchner. You ever heard of him?
No.
Sounds familiar.
He's wrote a book called Becoming a Bow Hunter.
That sounds terrible.
A complete beginner's guide to archery hunting.
I'm kidding. Read that book. Good, great book.
You haven't read the book. You don't know that.
Dude, he's a respectable man.
Anyway, I found this, and I want to have him on the show.
I think we should. I think what we should do is we should give each of us a $1,000 budget,
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, you are a brand new hunter. You're going to go buy what you need. Go. And we have to come up with, we have to present each other with the links.
Links?
The links, the online links to buy the items. It may not be exact.
Are you
but
giving
like,
us fucking homework?
I was
right going to
say, I'm
no,
not doing
it.
I graduated a long time ago.
But I think then we should post that on our social media. Mm. Social media. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
What we would with a $1,000 budget spend our money on to get started hunting.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
We'll have to do that.
Can we use our code?
Yeah.
You can use codes. Definitely want to use
specifically
codes.
From Black Ovis and Midwest Gunworks.
I'm going to be on those websites a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's do it.
I agree. I'm with you.
Challenge accepted.
We're doing rifle or bow?
Rifle.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's be the most common.
Yeah.
To get started in.
Yeah. Probably to get started.
Yeah.
I would think. All right, y'all. This has been the Missouri.
We're done. We're done.
They're angry at me.
Yeah. This has been the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast.
Have Andy say that.
Yeah, you say it.
This is Missouri Woods and Water Podcast.
He kind of messed up on the Missouri, didn't he? Yep. A little bit. Yep. A little bit. All right.
Drunk motherfucker. See ya.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.